you want to be a better leader and understand how to manage your business effectively? Congratulations. That's the first step. And then the next step is to tune in and listen to Leadership Insights with Dr. Maxwell Uba on 99.3 Nigeria Info every Wednesday from 6:15 p.m. Leadership Insights with Dr. Maxwell Uba.
You're listening to Leadership Insight with Dr. Maxwell Uba.
Good evening, Lagos. Good evening, Nigeria. How's your day been? You know, there are some things we never outgrow in life. Some things are so deep and enduring that they are with us at birth and they follow us to our graves. For example, the desire to be loved and appreciated is something we never outgrow. It cuts across religion, age, sex, and status. So whether you're young, old, male, female, rich, poor, Christian, Muslim, North, South, it doesn't matter. We never outgrow this desire to be loved and appreciated. It's one reason we never truly overcome the loss of a loved one. The pain is still there, somewhere deep in the crevices of our soul. Another thing we never outgrow is the desire to win. We all want to be part of the winning theme, part of something great. And closely related to this desire to win is the desire to know how we are doing. So when we join the game of football, midway into the game, one question, in fact, I think the very first question we ask is, what is the score? As it were, we are wired to want to know the scores of life, where we stand relative to where we should be. Life is meaningful only to the extent we can answer just two questions. And the two questions are the question related to your performance. So what is my current performance? And the second question is expectation. So it's just a question of performance and expectation. Your PE, your performance compared to your expectation. And guess what? The most important question is not about performance. The most important question is about expectation. When our performance doesn't meet the expectations of the people critical to our success, then our efforts will not yield the desired result. So knowing the expectations of the critical people in your life is actually the starting point of success. For a student, that expectation is that of the teacher and the curriculum. For an employee, it's the boss. For an organization, well, of course, it's the customer. For a politician, it is the citizens. So how do you get to know the expectations and how well you're doing? There are different ways, but for me, one way is through feedback. Without feedback, people do not know how they are doing and what they need to do to get better. Improvement, progress, and success are impossible without the right feedback. And this is the difference between great leaders and mediocre leaders. That great leaders spend time giving feedback to your people to help them improve. They clarify performance expectations at the beginning of the year and provide tons of feedback throughout the year to help their people meet those expectations. While weak leaders simply wait until the appraiser period to write what they should have told their people during the period under review, or they gossip behind the person's back. I am Dr. Maxwell Uba. This is Leadership Insight with Dr. Maxwell Uba. You see, however, giving feedback is an art. We are not born with that ability to give feedback. It needs to be learned. That's what we all need to do. And today I want to spend time to talk about how to give feedback, because how the feedback is given will determine to a large extent the impact of that feedback. You know, when a child is born, a child enters the world by crying. But as a child begins to grow, the child learns how to clearly communicate his or her needs. But what I've seen in organization here is, in Nigeria, I'm a leadership coach and I've been privileged to speak to different organizations. Today I had a 1-hour engagement with a bank, one of the leading banks in Nigeria. They were inducting their new CEO and I was called to come and speak about leadership to them. And one thing I've noticed is that you have a child starts by crying and the child grows. As the child begins to grow, then the child learns to clearly communicate his or her needs. But I've seen leaders, let me use the word leaders, I've seen people who have, so to speak, grown, but they don't know how to communicate their needs. So like children, what they do is that they cry, they throw tantrums, they scream, they shout, but they don't clearly communicate their needs. And the team members are left confused because they see the boss throwing tantrum and they don't even know what exactly is the problem. So maturity and growth comes by knowing how to clearly also communicate one's needs. So today, let's talk about how to clearly communicate feedback. You need to be a part of this conversation, and the numbers to call is 012-770-993, 012-771-993, and 012-772-993. You know, if I want to cause some controversy here, I want to be controversial. I want to ask you, is your boss still a child or an adult? So is it the kind of person that cries and throws tantrums instead of clearly communicating his needs? Or is it somebody that will call you and when you make a mistake, for example, and will clearly communicate that process? But I know if I ask you to judge your boss, so I'm not asking you to judge your boss so that you will not lose your job. The year is just starting. But you can share with me an experience, maybe in your previous work life, or you can send me a message on Twitter, you understand, and talk about bosses generally. Do you think that what they do most times is crying without even clearly communicating their needs, or do they clearly communicate their needs? I think one day on this show, because this is Leadership Insight, we need to address bosses. So what I want to do today is that I want to try and conclude on feedback. Wow, quite a lot, but I need to just, let me begin to summarize it, because next week we have something very important. The year is just starting, and I'm inviting a friend to come and talk about personal financial planning. So the next week episode is on personal financial planning. When I started the show, I talked about performance and expectation, and I said what is more important is not performance but expectation. Performance is that you have written the report. Expectation is what your boss wants. And you need to find out what the expectation of your boss is, because every other thing you do will be judged based on that. So if they can pay attention, even by asking the boss, how would you want me to go about this? And listen to the boss's viewpoint. I think it will go a long way to solve the problem. I think, let me just summarize some of the things we've said. For those that are just tuning in for the very first time, we've defined what feedback is. We said that is the return on choices. That's general, the consequence of choices. But we now looked at the specific path as the process in which path of the output of a system is returned to its input in order to regulate further output. So we looked at three reasons why people give feedback: because it's important to them, because you're important to them, and finally because they are trying to help you improve or salvage the relationship. And we ended last week by saying three things you must not do: dismiss the feedback, defend yourself, or personalize the feedback. So if the boss is giving you a feedback, it's not that the boss hates you. So you must not dismiss it. So you listen. You must not defend yourself, you understand? And you must not personalize the feedback. So let's now go to how do you give feedback. I think before I go straight into that, I need to say two things here. There are two questions you need to ask yourself. First question here is it really important? Just before you give that feedback, you need to ask, is this feedback really important? William James, the father of modern psychology, says that wisdom is knowing what to overlook. So the first question is about importance. On the scale of 1 to 10, how important is this issue? How significant is this particular issue? I think that to give feedback about every issue is micromanaging or nagging, and you need to back off. If every issue you want to give feedback, every issue you want to give feedback, every issue you want to give feedback, there are times you need to ask yourself, is this something I can overlook? Is this issue really important? And I say here to people that as leaders, we need to separate principles from preferences. Principles are non-negotiable. They are universally acceptable behaviors. Preferences are unique and personal. So this is a personal preference for me. It's not really a principle. Let's take, for example, coming to work early is a principle for most organizations, but keeping people late till 10 p.m. is not a principle, it's actually a preference. There's some bosses, some organizations that are happy when people work till 10, but working late is not a guarantee of effectiveness. The principle is about effectiveness, and not about how long somebody stays in that particular office. So even that principle of coming early, now a lot of organizations are rethinking it. So you have flex time where you can come in at 8, close at 4, come in at 9, close at 5, come in at 10 and close at 6. People are rethinking it because of that. So I need to start by asking myself, is this a matter of principle or a matter of personal preference? And the second question here you need to ask yourself before you even go into giving feedback is, will this feedback help the person to improve? In my book, The Alphabet of Leadership, I wrote about the difference between feedback and criticism. And, you know, I said in that book that the goal of feedback is to help the person to continue to do the right things. That's positive feedback, or to change for the better. So that's constructiveness. That feedback is different from criticism. Criticism points to mistakes without providing solutions. Feedback provides solutions to mistakes. Criticism destroys confidence. You are useless. You are stupid. You are an idiot. How did they employ you from? I thought you have a 2-1 in school. Anything that destroys the confidence in people is criticism. Why? Feedback builds confidence. Criticism takes the wings of the sail of your team. Why? Feedback is the gust of wind that enables them to fly. So effective feedback acknowledges problems, provides solutions, and encourages action needed to change. So here is a simple model that I'd like to leave with you as a boss. And if I don't know whether I'll have time to talk to an employee, but you can work both ways. I think the first thing you need to do is that as a boss, as an employee, either way. So if I want to give feedback to my boss, for example, the first thing I need to do is to thank the boss, you understand, for audience. I need to go to the boss and say something. Thank the boss. Thank you for this audience. Thank you for this opportunity that I joined this organization 4 years ago, and I have learned A, I have learned B. You know, I say to people that, especially when you are giving negative feedback, it'll be nice to start with something that is positive and something that is true. So I shouldn't just go to the boss and say, you are the best thing that has happened to me in my life. How? In what way? Start with something that is positive and something that is true. What it does is that it sets the tone that this is not going to be a combative meeting. This is going to be a meeting that will make both of us move forward. So even for the boss as the subordinate to the subordinate, what is true about this person? Maybe this report is their errors. Is the error everywhere? Oh, I like your introduction. Your introduction was very nice. You understand? You started very well. But can you check the second and the third and the fourth paragraphs? There's something I want to bring out from there. You know, when you start in that positive manner, it's a lot easier for the person to accept the negative feedback. So what is true about this person that I can start with in that particular feedback moment? So I've called you for my meeting. You know, I like the fact that you come, you are very punctual. You come to work early in the work. You've set the tone positive. So by the time you now go to the next part, which is A, I said A is address the issue. So you've said something, you've thanked the person, you've thought through about something that is positive, and you've said that to the person. And the person will, wow, fantastic. You know, it's like a woman who say something, you know, something I like about you is that you always provide for the family, and the man will nod his head, or you always help with the children's homework, or you take the children to school. I want to say thank you about that, and the man will feel comfortable. He knows that something else is coming, but yes, at least my wife has made me feel important. So the first point here is make the staff, whoever the person is, feel important. Even if you're talking to your boss, make that person feel important. Point and number two is that you need to address the issue. And here I say you need to separate objective reality from personal conclusions. Objective reality is simply the fact as is. It can be verified. So, for example, 3 times last week, you reported late to work on Monday, on Tuesday, and Friday. That's an objective reality. You always come late to work is a personal conclusion, and that's not an objective reality. Or saying something like, it's obvious you are not serious. You are taking this job lightly. If you don't want to work again, please let me know. Let me get somebody else. That's personal conclusion. You've jumped to personal conclusions, and instead of stating the facts as is, which is objective reality. And once you go to personal conclusions, you make the feedback combative. You make the person very defensive. You make the person, I said the person shouldn't dismiss it, shouldn't defend it, or shouldn't personalize it. But once you go to personal conclusions, then you give the person that opportunity to do one of those 3 things. To either dismiss it, you say, I always come late. That's not true. I only came late once or twice in the last 1 month. So the person will just dismiss it, or the person will defend himself, or the person will personalize it that my boss always attacks me. So you need to state the issue as is, address the issue, facts, objective reality, suspend your personal conclusions. And point number three here is that you need to provide the person an opportunity to respond. Feedback is not a one-way street. Asking the person, for example, the person that came to work late three times in the previous week, you can ask the person, is there something going on that is making you come to work late? Is there something I need to know? Give the person the opportunity to respond. Then the person can tell you, wow, my son has been sick and I've been having these health challenges or something, and it's an opportunity for you to now address that issue. But if you go straight and attack the person, and when you finish, you tell the person you can leave my office, you've killed the person's spirit. You didn't even listen to the person. So just like the caller from VI says, the subordinate needs to listen. Also, the boss needs to listen to the subordinate. I need to open the phone line, but let me finish the next 2 points. The next 2 points says that you need to elicit his or her suggestion for change. You've thanked the person for something that is true. You understand, you've addressed the issue. You've provided the opportunity for the person to respond. Okay, I know you're having a health challenge. I know that you're having some domestic issues, but you know we need to come to work early. You understand, we need to meet that 8 o'clock deadline. So what do you think you would do in order to change this situation going forward? You know, one mistake I see even at bad bosses is that we are quick to provide solutions, and the solution that work for you might not work for me. And once you prescribe a solution that would not work, and you don't give the person the opportunity to think it through and say, you need to do A, you need to do B, you need to do C. I know there are times a boss needs to tell his team, this is what I want you to do. But if you really want the person to own it, ownership, then you need to elicit the person's response and ask the person, so going forward, what do you think you need to do differently? That's what you need to do. How do you think you're going to change this situation so that next week you don't report to work late? By the time the person thinks it through and provides that solution, the person would own it. But if you provide a solution and the person did not think it through, the person would not own it. Then at that point, you can say, may I add something else? Now you're not adding an addition to what the person has said. Never start by giving the person a recommendation without asking the person, so what would you do differently? Or even if you give a recommendation, then you need to ask the person, would this work in your situation? Because what will work in my situation would not work in that person's situation. So if the person now says, yes, it will work in my situation, what you have done is that you've transferred that recommendation to ownership. The person can own it. And finally, you need to regularly check in with the person about the person's progress. So this is what I call the Dr. Maxwell Obas Taper Model. T starts by thanking the person. A, address the issue. P, provide opportunity for the person to respond. E, elicit suggestions from the person. And R is regularly checking with the person about the progress. How are we doing concerning this issue? But you can connect with me on Twitter at Maxwell Oba, and you can connect with me on Instagram at Maxwell Oba. So let me flip this. If you're a subordinate and you are giving a feedback, so let's use the same taper model for a subordinate. And what I say you should do, thank the person for the feedback. So if the boss has said something, start by saying, boss, thank you for this feedback. I appreciate you taking time out to give me this feedback, because this feedback about whatever the issue, whether it's the quality of my work, whether it's coming early to work, whether it's attention to details, whether it's my turnaround time. Like Mr. Chris gave me the feedback of my pace that actually gave birth to this. And I'm going to write this mini book. I've written like 6,000 to 7,000 words on this. I'm going to give the mini book out free. So if you follow me on Twitter and Instagram, the day the mini book is out, you'll be able to download it free. The second is, you need to acknowledge your mistakes. That is A. So for you as a subordinate, acknowledge it. Wow, I didn't know that my you need to state is impacting the team. I didn't know that my coming late to work is impacting the team. Find something that is true about that feedback to acknowledge. And if possible, say, I apologize. Apology is a balm that heals wounds. Then P for you, for subordinate, is the promise to change. And going forward, boss, I'm going to do A, I'm going to do B, I'm going to do C. E for you as a subordinate is enlist your boss's support. So please help me. If you see me going astray, please call my attention to it. And R is the same thing that is constant in both of them, is regularly checking. I need to end at this stage. It has been an amazing session. I'll post this online at Maxwell Oba on Twitter and Instagram. Remember what Ken Blanchard said, that feedback is the breakfast of Champions. I am Dr. Maxwell Oba. God bless you.